Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh man, The View fangirled out today for Kamala Harris. And Howard Stern also fangirled out for Kamala Harris today. What a day! Meanwhile, millions of Americans are in the path of what could be a catastrophic, historic storm. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. They have a promo code just for you. 25% you save on a midweek stay. No minimum required. Just put my name Zeoli in or use it when you call the hotel. GrandHotelKMay.com. We'll be there Friday for our live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So please join us for that. I don't know who fangirled more, the ladies on The View or Howard Stern. I'm not quite sure. But it was pathetic all around. It was pathetic. Why don't we begin with a little bit of a reminder for you of Howard Stern pre-woke days when he wore blackface. Okay? Because you know what's amazing about the left is this. You can be Justin Trudeau and wear blackface. You could be Jimmy Kimmel and wear blackface. You could be Howard Stern and use black. As long as you're on their side of the political aisle, you never get canceled. See, that's the little trick. The trick is, as long as you are on their team, you don't have to worry about being canceled. It doesn't matter what you did in the past. It doesn't matter. You are immune to it. Jimmy Kimmel used to do the man show where he had women jumping on trampolines. Now, Adam Carolla was his co-host back then. Carolla is crushing it with his podcast, but he's not welcome in polite company of the corporate mainstream media. You notice that? I mean, Carolla's doing great, but he's a conservative or a libertarian conservative, so he's on his own island. Kimmel is with the good guys. I mean, they're not good guys in my book, but from that perspective, the cool kids. I'll use that term. These are the cool kids. So as long as you're an anti-Trump, you're with the cool kids, and everything you did in the past is forgiven. It's like Howard Stern. Great example of this. I mean, the stuff that guy got away with back in the day, it doesn't matter. He's on the right side, their right side. Not our right side, and obviously the left side, but you know what I mean. Anyway, here's a little bit of a memory lane for you. One of the many similar segments Howard Stern has done in the past, where he and Robin proceeded to do Ted Danson and Whoopi Goldberg. He wore blackface for this. Got away with it, I guess, of course, for having a black co-host, and I guess that was the way that they dodged this. But back then, it was fun. It was edgy. You know, he would have Daniel Carver, the KKK guy, on and everything, and, you know, his defense from being called a racist back then was, well, he had a black co-host. So that's how he got away with it back then. Now he doesn't have to worry about any of that haunting him because, like I said, he's at the cool kids table now, where he always wanted to be. You know, the little secret is woke Howard Stern always wanted to be with the cool kids. He never wanted to be with the working men and women who actually listened to his show. He wanted to be with the Chablis-drinking snobs in the Hamptons. Chablis. Friggin' Chablis. Cut 25.
Wrote everything I'm going to say here tonight, so it's all right. Ain't that right, you're...
I didn't write that.
Where is this? I got some more jokes for your New Year's Eve party there.
You're not tired of this.
And don't be racially offended, because Whoopi done wrote them for me, okay?
Here we go. Go ahead.
What do I loves most about the Whoopi?
That was great timing.
Hey, Robin, what does you call a black rocket scientist?
I don't know.
Whoopi wrote it.
Now, the other guy in that was Sherman Hemsley, the comedian. It resurfaced. It went away. You know, what Howard Stern did, actually, is they scrubbed all of the old stuff. They scrubbed all the old stuff. I remember when Howard Stern first went to Sirius XM, or I guess back then it was just Sirius, and you could listen to the archives of the Howard Stern show back when it was good, back when it was on terrestrial radio. And for, I guess, an early part of the aughts, so to speak, he was still, you know, kind of Howard Stern. And then all that stuff's gone. You can't find it. But people do find it, because everything lives forever on the internet. Everything lives forever. So Donald Trump Jr. retweeted the clip that I just played for you, the original performance, which was originally posted by filmmaker Tariq Nasheed. On Monday, Stern acknowledged the video on a SiriusXM program, The Howard Stern Show, saying that he's evolved since then. He said, quote, per Variety, "The S I did was effing crazy. I'll be the first to admit, I won't go back and watch those old shows. It's like, who is that guy? But that was my shtick. That's what I did, and I own it. I don't think I got embraced by Nazi groups and hate groups. They seem to think I was against them, too. Everybody had a bone to pick with me." He wouldn't repeat the same mistakes, he says now. He says, "I was able to change my approach, able to change my life, and change how I communicated. If I had to do it all over again, would I lampoon Ted Danson, a white guy in blackface? Yeah, I was lampooning him and saying, I'm going to shine a light on this. But would I go about it in the same way? Probably not. Not probably, I wouldn't." I'll tell you what changed. He made his money. That's what changed. And he got to be at the cool kids table. He gets to interview. And when Joe Biden was running, remember, he was gushing. "You're like America's grandpa. You're America's grandpa." Shameless and gushing. He used to mock people that would kiss the ass of politicians. He would mock those people. But the question really is, did he evolve, or was that shtick always just that? Shtick. People that go on to do such a radical 180, I have to question whether they were ever authentic to begin with. I really do. And I've said this to you before for years, because doing talk radio for 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, most of the weeks of the year, it's Friday, summer, is controversial. I know, but you know what I mean? You can't fake this. It's too much. And I don't have the attention span to remember what I just said 5 seconds ago, let alone what I said 15 minutes ago. So you can't fake it. You have to be authentic. And it's the only way it works. You know, it's like Fela's on tonight from 7 to 10. And then Walter Sterling's on 10 o'clock after that. Got a great lineup right after this show. Fela, Sterling, these are authentic guys. You got to be authentic in this business. Otherwise, people can smell a phony a mile away. So the question is, was Howard Stern ever real, or was it all a shtick? And I think deep down inside, he always hoped to be at this place where he would have celebrities on so he could fawn over them, and that he would be accepted by these people, that he always felt treated him badly. The guy's got a lot of insecurities. He really does. The man is a masterclass in psychology, and he's been very hurt over the course of his life. So when the cool kids finally let him sit at their table, he just pretended like everything he did before they let him at that lunch table didn't exist. Like all the times he hung out with the jocks or the nerds or whoever else, that never happened. He just scrubbed that, like taking the old yearbooks and setting them on fire, you know? God forbid his new cool kids friends find out that he used to be with the dorks or the whack pack. So here's Kamala on the Howard Stern show. The election is strength versus weakness. Remember, she is only giving $750 to Hurricane Helene victims. They're giving $160 million to Lebanon. And, you know, this is so idiotic of this administration, too, to do this while we're in the middle of a hurricane recovery to announce they're giving $160 million to Lebanon. But they're so stupid that Anthony Blinken tweets this out the other day. Kamala Harris tweets it out. It's just a total I don't care moment about the American people. That's why Charlemagne the God said the American First movement resonates with people. There's a reason why he said that. Cut 26.
You know, Howard, people ask me, what do you think is going on? And what is the tension here? What's at stake? And there are many things, and I can be much more articulate than what I'm going to say. But ultimately, I do believe that this is an election that is about strength versus weakness.
Yeah.
And weakness as projected by someone who puts himself in front of the American people and does not have the strength to stand in defense of their needs, their dreams, their desires.
What does that
even
mean?
That must happen to make sure that we are a secure nation, that we are nurturing and protecting our alliances around the world, that we are supporting America's military, that we are fighting to bring the cost of living down for working families, that we are building businesses, building growth.
Is that an interview or is that just a campaign speech that she's giving? And Stern is helping her, obviously. Remember, Donald Trump used to go on his show all the time. You know what it is? He's jealous of Donald Trump. He really is. Because Trump out Howard Stern'd him in terms of shock and everything else. And he in terms of relating to the working men and women. And he hates it. Can't stand it. So here she goes on Howard Stern's show and she spreads a conspiracy theory that claims Donald Trump said he wants to be a dictator on his first day in office. That he'll jail journalists and protesters. I played this with you earlier, but I want to play it again. And this idea that even though he left the White House last time, even though he joked about being a dictator on day one, that this is what they're doing. This is what they're pushing. Cut 27.
Doesn't support our friend Ukraine. Doesn't support, therefore,
right there.
Something America
doesn't support our friend Ukraine. We are pouring. We've given Ukraine, what, $200 billion? I mean, all in, if you really think about all the money that's from the various different ways that's all going in here to our friend Ukraine. Like saying I support my friend. It's the American people are saying you've given them $200 billion. They're not winning this war. What the hell's going on? Meanwhile, the people who are devastated by Helene get $750 in a frigging gift card. Lebanon gets $161 million. And the American people in these ravaged parts of the country are struggling. And you know what? The American people in other parts of the country are struggling, too, because they have poor communities. They're not getting that kind of money poured into rebuilding their communities. Nope. He doesn't stand with our friend Ukraine. And of course, Howard Stern's not going to push back and be like, well, you know, what do you do about Ukraine anyway? What's the answer here? Not that she'd have one. But he just lets her go. Lets her go. Keep going.
Doesn't support, therefore, something America should always and has always, by the way, been a champion of, which is the importance of sovereignty and territorial integrity, which means the importance of standing against anyone who tries to take another nation by force.
Right.
That's what we stand for as Americans, that you don't do that. And if you do that to our friends, we're going to stand with our friends. You're getting played. And some would say, look, I grew up in the neighborhood. Some would say you're getting punked.
Yeah.
If you stand in favor of somebody who's an adversary over your friends on principles that we all agree on. And you look at it, it's not only that. He says he's going to be a dictator on one. Understand what dictators do. They jail journalists. They put people who are protesting in the street in jail.
He said he thinks he wants to go after Jimmy Kimmel, a comedian. He wants to go after Stephen Colbert and Seth Meyers. What, you know, even if someone had said years ago when I remember presidential, you know, races, if someone said, oh, Kamala Harris isn't a black woman, they would have been out of the, they would have been out of the, yeah. That would have been it, would have been over.
You know, shame on Howard Stern, because he knows Donald Trump personally. He knew Donald Trump personally. And he also knows that for 4 years, Donald Trump did none of those things. And Kamala Harris, with this whole thing about, you know, sitting there and going that we don't stand with our friends in Ukraine. And he just lets it go because he doesn't. First of all, I don't think the guy can comprehend international diplomacy or politics or anything like that. I don't think. But the people that were his audience back in the day, the people that used to listen to that show, they don't want their money going to Ukraine. They're busting their ass every day in this country, and they got the government harassing them all the time. You know, you can't buy a diesel truck. We got to make sure your trucks are electric. So instead of you being able to run that haul cross country, you're going to have to stop off every couple hundred miles and charge your truck. Yeah, we're gonna make it so that it's impossible. I shared this article with you the other day. Impossible for working people to get diesel trucks. We're going to go after fossil fuel jobs. We're going to go after natural gas jobs. We're going to do all these things. We're going to let boys act like they're girls and beat girls in swim teams and walk around with their schwants hanging out in the locker room. And Howard Stern has no problem with any of this stuff because this is what woke wants. So none of this stuff. He doesn't have a problem with any of it. Outsourcing American jobs. He doesn't care. He doesn't care because he'd rather have the cool kids in the Hamptons remind him that climate change is such an existential threat. Oh, Howard, it's such an existential threat. Who cares about those dirty people in the fossil fuel industry in Pennsylvania, natural gas and fracking? Who cares if their towns go to hell? Screw those rubes. They're a bunch of MAGA rubes, Howard. Those MAGA rubes who used to listen to his show and help make him rich. And a guy who understands satire and sarcasm cannot possibly believe Donald Trump really thinks that he's going to be a dictator on day one. Because Donald Trump is being sarcastic about that. Stern said to Kamala, I don't want you being made fun of. So he literally says to her, I'm going to make sure this interview goes well. I'm going to protect you. I'll be your guardian. I'll be your best friend. I'll be your savior. I'll be your savior and your friend. This is woke Howard Stern here. Not calling it, not calling balls and strikes, not up the middle, no, nothing. Cut 29.
When you said you don't nap, I get it, because like what you've taken on is extraordinarily difficult. And I mean, do you feel the pressure of the moment in the sense that, like, when I met you out in the hall, I said, I'm really nervous because I want this to go well for you. I want it to go well for the country. Even when I watch them on Saturday Night Live with the where they have Maya Rudolph playing you, mm-hmm. I hate it. I don't want you being made fun of. Mm-hmm. I there's too much at stake. I believe the entire future of this country right now. I mean, as America, land of the free, home of the brave, I think it's literally on the line.
I agree with you.
I don't want you being made fun of. A guy who makes fun of people for a living, who lampoons politicians, doesn't want her being made fun of. And yet Trump's the tyrant. Think about that now. Trump's the tyrant. I don't want you being made fun of. And then she talks about how she worked at McDonald's. I'll get to that in a second. But by the way, some good news for Elon Musk. Elon Musk has been freed. That's right. Brazil, they're going to allow X back. Elon Musk is back. This is good news. Elon Musk is free. Twitter is back in Brazil. A judge has ruled that. Good stuff. I guess they've dropped the charges against him. That's really great stuff for Elon Musk. Brazil has lifted the ban on X in a free speech victory for Elon Musk. Good for him. Brazil Supreme Court lifting the ban on X that was put in place by the Brazilian government. So that's great news for him. Excellent. Excellent stuff. And, you know, and look, and I'll tell you something as I think about the working people in this country, and there's an article about this that I have today about the working men and women in this country and how Kamala Harris is a problem with them. You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. that guys and gals that work for a living, they can smell BS a mile away. They can smell it a mile away. They can. Kamala Harris struggling to break through with working class. Democrats fear in crucial blue wall states. Harris allies want sharper economic message and more campaign visits. These guys who work in these industries, they're not buying this BS. You know why? Because the guy who works making cars knows his job's on the line. If these whack jobs get their way and they move everything over to EVs, the guys who build trucks, guys who build cars, they know what's coming and they don't believe these people for a second when they tell them, oh, no, 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 we're going to protect your jobs. They don't believe that crap. These guys have heard about EV mandates and cracking down on fuel efficiency standards so that you basically make the combustion engine irrelevant. Irrelevant. Literally now, if you look at what California does, you can't even sell gas-powered cars and trucks until you sell a certain amount of EVs. So you got EVs that nobody wants sitting on the lots. You got gas-powered cars that people want, but they're not allowed to sell. How is that America? How is that freedom? It's not freedom. And Bernie Sanders came out, and this is what Bernie Sanders said in his populist pitch. He said, an event in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Sanders pressed for progressive goals such as higher minimum wages and expansion of Social Security, higher taxes on the wealthy and corporations, all under the banner of the party's need to elect Harris and defeat Trump. He said, we've got to understand that the billionaire class today not only has enormous political power, and that includes both political parties. So one of the things that we've got to do is create a political movement in this country led by the trade unions, which tells the billionaire class we're tired of their greed. Well, I've got bad news for Bernie. The bad news for Bernie is that the trade unions are not buying this anymore, pal. They're not buying your BS. The trade unions know, just like Sean, just like the head of the Teamsters said, we've done all this stuff for Democrats over the last 40 years. What have they done for us? Nothing. They've effed us. That's what they've done. They've effed us. That's what the head of the Teamsters said. I played it earlier. I'm going to play it again because it's a good clip. And it's everything. It's what's his name? Teamsters President Sean O'Brien. This is exactly right. They've effed us over for the last 40 years. Cut 13.
I'll be honest with you. I'm a Democrat, but they have effed us over for the last 40 years. And for once, and not all of them, but for once, we're standing up as a union, probably the only one right now, saying, what the have you done for us?
Yeah.
And I'm getting attacked from the left, you know, and we've given, since I've been in office 2.5 years, we've given the Democratic machine $15.7 million. We've given Republicans about 340,000, truth be told. So it's like, you know, people say the Democratic Party is the party of the working people. They're bought and paid for by big tech, those big tech companies.
That is the new fossil fuel, man.
Right?
That's what I say.
Right. And you've got the Republicans who are now saying, hey, we want to be the working class party, right? And okay, you've got a great opportunity right now to do that. And the Democrats, if 60% of our members aren't supporting you, the system's broken. Yeah. And you need to fix it. Stop pointing fingers at Sean O'Brien. Stop pointing fingers at the Teamsters Union. Look in the mirror. I mean, I had a heated discussion 2 weeks ago with Chuck Schumer. And it got
Schumer is a piece of
and it got ugly because, you know, these politicians, you know, the one thing I've learned, they walk in and they tell you, I did this for you. Okay, great. Let me tell you what you haven't done for us or our members. And we got into it pretty heavy. And I'm like, you had no problem taking $550,000 from me 3 weeks prior to me going on the Republican National Convention. And then you want to be a tough guy on Twitter or X or whatever it is and throw out there about me? Like, whatever.
Now, the truth is, too, they can't relate. They can't empathize. Kamala Harris cannot empathize. Instead of going out there and you know, like Bill Clinton was good about saying, I feel your pain. She's on 60 Minutes. They ask her about groceries being 25% higher. This is a terrible answer here. She cannot. This is awful. People watch this and they go, you don't give a damn about me. Don't throw statistics in my face. Don't you come back and tell me that I'm wrong. I just did my grocery shopping. I know the struggle's real. Don't sit here and tell me that I'm wrong. And that's what she's doing because they gave her scripted talking points. Cut number 11.
Groceries are 25% higher and people are blaming you and Joe Biden for that. Are they wrong?
We now have historic low unemployment in America among all groups of people. We now have an economy that is thriving by all macroeconomic measures. And to your point, prices are still too high. And I know that, and we need to deal with it, which is why part of my plan, you mentioned groceries, part of my plan is what we must do to bring down the price of groceries.
So bad, right? Macroeconomic term. It sounds like a bad economics professor telling everybody what in class about macro. Nobody wants to hear that crap. They go, listen, things stink out there. But she said it earlier on The View. She said, would you change anything? No, she's Joe Biden all the way. She's all in. And then you think about America's decisive leadership. So do you stand with Taiwan or not? This is a great question. If China attacks Taiwan, here's a moment. Here's a moment for you to sound presidential. Here's a moment for you to stand up to the moment and say, if I'm president of the United States, damn right we're going to stand with the people of Taiwan. And China, I got a lot to tell you. You better be scared, China, because we're going to make sure you stop stealing our intellectual property. We're going to stop making sure you stop devaluing the currency. Oh, no, we're not. Nope. None of that. None of that. This is the gobbledygook answer that she gives here when she's asked that question on 60 Minutes last night. Cut 10.
So say if China attacks Taiwan, would we use military force to support Taiwan?
Bill, I'm not going to get into hypotheticals, but listen, we need to make sure that we maintain a one China policy. But that includes supporting Taiwan's ability to defend itself, including what we need to do to ensure the freedom of the Taiwan Strait. We need to make sure we have open lines of communication with China, in particular, military to military.
Matt DeSantis, what the hell is she talking about with the one-child policy? Can you explain that to me, please?
I don't know. I don't know what she says in most of her answers.
We got to support the one-child policy? What the hell does that even mean?
I think she said one China.
Oh, one China policy.
I can... Again, I thought she said one China.
So she's standing with China, basically.
I hope she's not supporting the one child policy.
But she said that's a mess. That's a jumbled mess of an answer right there is what that is. That's a jumbled mess. I'm sure if I'm Xi Jinping right now, I'm shaking in my boots as I'm eating my gung pao chicken. I bet you he never eats Chinese food. How much you want to bet? Probably sick of it. Wouldn't you if you had to eat Chinese food every day? Just saying that, you know what I mean?
He's probably eating caviar and, like, steaks.
Yeah, I mean, he's a supreme communist dictator of China. He's probably, he's like, oh, Kung Pao shrimp again? Not again, come on, please. Not again? Can we do something other than Chinese tonight? How many times do people in China say that, you think? Probably a lot, right?
I don't know. Chinese food's pretty good. I'd be happy eating that.
Yeah, but I can't eat it every night. You know, I can do maybe like once a week. I can't do it every night, though. I mean, when I go to Joe's Peking Duck in Marlton, that's a treat. But again, every night, you know? It's probably going to be the second worst thing about living in China, eating Chinese food every day. First worst thing, of course, being that you're in a, you know, totalitarian dictatorship that'll torture and imprison you if you go against the regime. But the second thing would be you got to eat Chinese food every freaking day. You know, like, can I get another option here? Do they have McDonald's in China? They do, right? They have McDonald's in China?
Oh, of course.
Is that the one Kamala Harris worked at? Where's the McDonald's she worked at? Why? Here's what I don't understand about this. Why doesn't she go to the McDonald's that she worked at and go there and like and say, like, hey, this is the McDonald's where I worked? Why hasn't she done that yet? Has she done that?
No, of course not.
I can go back to the pizzeria I worked in college. It was called Ratsy's. My buddy Jim emails me all the time. He's, why? I'll go back to Ratsy's. I'll do that. It's not Ratsy's anymore, but I can go back and say, this is where Ratsy's was. I could say that. You know what I mean? I could say, this is where Ratsy's Pizzeria used to be. I could stand there and say, I worked there. I go to Mario's Pizza. I worked at a Mario's Pizza, and I could say that. And I could say, I used to work here. I'm just saying. But she can't go back to the McDonald's where she worked. And she brought up the McDonald's again on the Howard Stern interview, didn't she?
Yeah, I have some audio of it if you'd like to hear.
Yeah, I want to hear this. This Fugazi story about McDonald's. Go ahead.
He worked for everything he had. We have a picture of him when he was employee of the month at
McDonald's. Stop it right now, because my buddy Matt my buddy Matthew from Ratsy's, I used to work with him back then in College Park. He's now a Raising Cane's Chicken, where Ratsy's Pizza used to be on College Avenue in College Park. That's a friggin' shame. That's the two worst things to happen to College Park. That and that whack job professor who screamed about white rural rage. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah. He was a real delight.
Yeah, that guy. Those are the two worst things to happen to College Park in the most recent couple years.
You anyway, don't like Cane's, though?
Yeah, Raising Cane's Chicken instead of Ratsy's Pizza.
You don't like Cane's?
It's not that I don't like it. It's just that this Ratsy's was a mom-and-pop pizzeria. You know what I mean? And I got fired there. I got fired from Ratsy's because I missed a shift. It wasn't my fault, though, but I did. I got fired from Ratsy's. I overslept, I think. Highly possible. I don't remember exactly why, but
we've all been there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, not proud of it, but yeah, it wasn't anything bad, you know. Now it's a friggin' chain. You know what I mean? That's all. I'm just saying, it's a chain. That's all. If she could go to where the site was, I could go to the site physically, say, Matt DeSantis. That's what I'm saying. I could go and stand there. Justin, you get that. I could stand at the site and say, this is where I used to work in college, a pizzeria, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But she can't go find the McDonald's? Where was it? What, did they tear it down and they make it into like a toxic waste site, a toxic dump site, and nobody's allowed to go there? Did it fall into the ocean? Does she not remember where it is?
She worked at the McDonald's at the Lost City of Atlantis.
Is that where it is? Underwater McDonald's? I heard the drive-thru was great. But you can only get Filet-O-Fish. Ba-dum-bump. See what I did there? All right, here's her talking about McDonald's. Go ahead.
He worked for everything he had. We have a picture of him when...
Doug, the a-hole husband?
Yeah, she's talking about Doug Emhoff.
All right, so does Howard Stern ask him about the Daily Mail story? It says Doug Emhoff was a total a-hole and was a sexist, misogynist jerk at work?
I'll admit I did not listen to the entire interview, although I would be shocked if that question was presented to her.
Yeah, I got a feeling that it didn't come up. Call me that.
No, especially since we had that clip. We played it just a few minutes ago where Stern overtly admits that he wants the interview to go well for Kamala.
Yeah, true. All right, go ahead.
He worked for everything he had. We have a picture of him when he was Employee of the Month at McDonald's.
And you were at McDonald's.
I worked at McDonald's.
By the way, you can't leave here because I have questions about McDonald's.
Okay, I'll answer anything you have. All right, good.
You can't leave here because I have questions about McDonald's. She's running for president of the United States, you jackass. Why don't you ask her about that? Not what her time was like dropping French fries in when she was in her 20s, if it even ever happened. I got an idea. This is a novel idea. Hear me out. Ask her about being president of the United States and what she'd like to do, or being vice president and what she didn't do. And say, oh, I got to ask you about McDonald's. What, you can't find anybody else to talk about McDonald's? How many people work at McDonald's in this country? You can't find anybody else? You got to do, remind me, I got to talk to you about McDonald's. Well, what a tough interview. I hope she survived. I hope she made it. Is she okay? Was it a pill/wine combo day? That's what I want to know, because that was tough. That was tough. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Don't forget, we're live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May on Friday. Friday, this coming Friday, baby. It's going to be great. Thanks to Dawn Stensland for giving a shout out to the show. She's on her way we've been doing these things where we speak to these the election stuff. So she tweeted out, looking forward to seeing Melania Trump coming up on the 5. I'm watching Melania, but got the audio down. Also listening to Rich while driving to Trump Force 47 PA GOP event in Media PA 6 to 8 p.m. Well, not for nothing, I wasn't invited to that event in Media PA. Otherwise, I would have come after the show. But I wasn't invited, so, you know, that's all right. Thanks for the look, as we say. Thanks for the look. All right. What was I doing? What am I doing here? I'll tell you about my friend and dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria. Great guy. VeneriaDental.com. Dr. Mike is not only a master of implant dentistry and voted a top dentist in New Jersey for 12 consecutive years by his peers, but he's also a man that cares and gives back to our veterans and the community. On Saturday, November 9th, come out to his Cinnaminson office on Riverton Road for his annual Veterans Breakfast and free shredding event. Come out, honor all the men and women who have served our country, and get some coffee, cake, donuts, and yes, breakfast pizza. Bring your documents that need shredding. Got to shred important documents? Well, it's a great event. You can do it for free and say hello to Mike and meet our veterans and say thank you. He always does a really nice job with that as well. And reach out to Dr. Mike for a second opinion, free consultation. If you've had an estimate for dental work, you get one smile in this life, so make sure it counts. Call Dr. Mike Veneria. I promise you will not be disappointed. He has two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge. Schedule your implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. And join us for his annual Veterans Breakfast and free shredding event. Mark your calendar, Saturday, November 9th, VeneriaDental.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, what? Dawn got back to me, Dawn Stensland, the great Dawn Stensland. She said the event only goes till 8, which is fine because I'm off the air at 7 and I'm actually, you know, as usual, not in the studio, so I'd have to drive from Jersey. So, all right, fair enough, Dawn, but have a great time, my dear. Have fun. You'll crush it as always at the Trump Force 47 event. That'll be some great stuff right there. And I wanted to mention, too, you know, I said this Saturday night on Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla, although Matt DeSantis doesn't watch, so he didn't hear me say this, but I know Dawn heard me say it because she actually cares about me. I brought up the fact that Bruce Springsteen is a fake farmer, and now the entire nation knows. And when I was on Jimmy's show yesterday, we talked about this and how his brother, who's a retired cop, loved the fact that I brought up that Howard Stern was a fake farmer. And I messed up, though, because I said Farmer Bruce and the E-I-E-I-O band. The actual name is Old McSpringsteen and the E-I-E-I-O band. So I want to write a song. I think it should go something like this. It should go like, Old McSpringsteen had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm, I sold some blueberries, E-I-E-I-O. With a property tax scam here and a property tax scam there. Here a property tax scam, there a property tax scam. Old Mick Springsteen had a farm where I endorsed Democrats who raised taxes while I cheated them. E-I-E-I-O. And they changed the law, and they changed the law because of me and my friend Bon Jovi. I'm not a good singer, you know, so I have to, I'm not good with lyrics, but I could, there's something there. There's a there, you know. Old Mick Springsteen had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm he sold some honey. Oh, wait, that was John Bon Jovi with his fake, his bees. He had the bees. That's Slippery When Wet Acres over there. But we're both back in Kamala Harris, even though we try to avoid paying as much taxes as possible. We want you to pay more taxes, because we all think you're suckers. And yeah, they really did change the law for us, because we were clearly exploiting a loophole to avoid paying taxes. E-I-E-I-O. And I'm just sitting here at a diner, nobody else in here, because I don't want to be around people. That's why I'm filming this in an empty diner. Did you notice that about the commercial where he endorsed Kamala Harris? Did you notice that?
It was weird. It was very strange. Not a very popular diner, evidently.
Nobody was there, you know? So Woke Howard Stern asked Kamala if she would leave the country if Trump wins. This is, let's see if she answers the question. Go ahead, cut whatever it is.
Sorry, give me one second. It's
all right, while we do that, the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneri. Hang on. Dr. Mike Veneri of VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. The big story is that Kamala continues to do softball freaking interviews while the nation is preparing for a monster storm that is about to crush us in Hurricane Milton. So there you go. All right. Take a listen.
If he wins, God forbid, would you feel safe in this country? Would you stay in this country?
Howard, I'm doing everything I can to make sure he does not win.
Would you stay in this country, you woke jackass? Would you finally leave your house on Long Island? Because you haven't left it since COVID. Would you finally leave? Or would you still be too afraid to leave your house? I'm asking for a friend. Would you leave, Howard Stern? That's the question I have. If Trump wins, would you leave? You could do your show. I mean, you barely do your show now. You know, you think I don't work much. The guy works 3 days a week. He takes off the summer. And I don't think he's left his mansion in the Hamptons in years. And by the way, just for the record, I got in at the end. We did a whole bit on his show about movie titles. We did movie titles. What movie titles will we change for the election? And my buddy AJ Johnson gave me one. I got to give him the credit on the show. I couldn't do this on national TV because, you know, you got to look like you thought of this yourself. But on the radio, since he's a good fan, good friend of the show, I want to give him the props he's due. And it was, you take a movie and you change it for the current election cycle. And my friends accuse me of stealing their jokes, and I don't because they're not funny. So when somebody gives me a funny joke and I use it, I actually give them credit. I think it's the right thing to do in life. There's enough people that steal my stuff all the time on certain shows on Fox. Not Fela, obviously. I'm not mentioning names, but also just has a last name, you know, like that. But not Fela, obviously, who you can hear tonight, 7 to 10 p.m., followed by, of course, Walter Sterling every damn night. So it was the movie Die Hard, and I changed it to DEI Hard. Yeah, that's right. That was funny. That was some good stuff. Yeah, you might have had to be there, but... Yeah, you know, about this lone cop who's fighting a bunch of terrorists who are misgendering people. And he has to defeat the terrorists who are misgendering all the hostages. That's the DEI Hard. That's a good scene right there. He's trying to steal all the money from Nakatomi Plaza to redistribute it to the masses. But the terrorists are misgendering all the people. So a very brave cop, them, has to go in to defeat the evil terrorist in DEI Hard. Nice. All right. Keith Olbermann is a psycho. He's a psychopath, too. He wants Biden to deport Elon Musk. In an unhinged rant posted on TikTok, this guy wants the government to deport Elon Musk because he doesn't like the fact that Elon Musk allows freedom of speech and that Elon Musk is supporting Donald Trump. Here's whack job Keith Olbermann. Cut 8.
Time to cancel all the contracts and reassess his immigration status and hopefully deport him the hell out of the country. And if we can't do that by conventional means, President Biden, you have presidential immunity. Get Elon Musk the F out of our country and do it now.
Wow. What a brave man. Now, despite the fact that he's an idiot, Elon Musk has a really great plan to cut 80% of the federal government under President Trump. But before I do that, Kevin is in Bucks County. Yes, Kevin, you have 8 seconds.
Hello. Oh, yeah, real quick. I did own Howard A. Stern, and it did take you to that video clip that you redacted. So just I wanted to see and take a vote to see if anybody wants me to renew it because I let it expire.
What, it's Howard A. Stern?
A. Stern sucks because Howard Stern was taken. So Howard's middle initial is A.
HowardAsternSucks.com.
Right.
All right,
yeah,
in the YouTube chat, will you please let Kevin know if you'd like him to renew that website?
Yeah, that's it. Because all it takes you to that video clip.
Thank you, Kevin. Is that all you
have
to say?
You're more than welcome. Yeah, well, Jimmy Fallon sucks too. I got that one.
I mean, honestly.
I know. And then,
why don't you start buying these things? Why don't you start buying these things in bulk? Wouldn't that be easier?
No, because you don't get bulk discount.
Oh, all right.
But white fragility sucks. That takes you to the Am I Racist? What's it called? Documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you know, and Opelka will help you write that song. You know that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I tuned out. What?
No, I said.
Sorry, Kevin. I'm just kidding. Thank you. Yes, I'm going to reach out to Opelka. It's a good song. All right. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. I don't. I don't know why. Why I take his call? I really don't know why I do that. Honestly, I don't know why I do.
I love Kevin. He's hilarious.
Old Mick Springsteen had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm I grew some pineapple, and I put it on a pizza there, and I put it on a pizza here, and they hate me even more now in North Jersey because I put pineapple on a pizza. Old Mick Springsteen had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm I cheated out on my property taxes because I had a good accountant, E-I-E-I-O. Obviously, this is parody and satire protected under the First Amendment. Here's Elon Musk saying he would like to cut almost 80% of the federal government working under Donald Trump. I'd love it if Bruce Springsteen sued me. That'd be the greatest thing that ever happened. Could you imagine that? Oh, my God. Please.
It'd be great for ratings.
Oh, be the greatest thing ever.
Get the summons framed hanging up on the mantle.
I would love it. Could you imagine if they put a cease and desist order for my old Mick Springsteen and the EIEIO band rant? Because it's the truth. They did. They had to rewrite the law in New Jersey because of him. Him and Bon Jovi, the two of them. And then Dawn remembers we walked out of the studio in 2016 and the two of them were doing a concert on the mall. And all we saw were white people. And Dawn turned to me and said, Trump's going to win. She was right. Because they'll come out for the free concert. All the white lefties in Philly, but that wasn't enough to make him win. So these endorsements mean nothing. But here's Elon Musk, his plans to cut 80% of the federal government. I love this, by the way. This is reason enough to back Trump in a heartbeat. Cut 7.
Any supportive of having some kind of, you know, government efficiency commission, can call it Department of Government Efficiency, Doge. I kind of like Doge. It's more fun. We just take a look at all the federal agencies and say, do we really need whatever it is, 428 federal agencies? Like, there's so many that people have never even heard of and that have overlapping areas of responsibility. There are more federal agencies than there are years since the establishment of the United States, which means that we've created more than one federal agency per year on average. That seems a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. So we should have, that seems crazy. I think we should be able to get away with 99 agencies. I don't know. That seems a lot like a lot of agencies.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two per state. That's a lot.
Yeah, exactly. We should have fewer agencies. And they certainly shouldn't have overlapping responsibilities. And then we need some kind of we just need a review of regulations to say which ones are sensible and which ones are not. Because if you've got regulators, every year they're going to add more regulations. It's just automatic. Like they just output regulations. And there's more laws and regulations every year until basically everything's legal, so we can't get anything done. So we need some kind of garbage collection for regulations that don't make sense. I think I'm saying very obvious things.
You are saying obvious things.
Yeah. So
which will be very unpopular things.
Yeah. I'll probably need, if this happens, quite a significant security team. So that, because someone might literally go postal on me from the post office.
Yeah, he's so spot on. And this is music to my ears. At 6 o'clock, I'm going to have my buddy Daniel Turner on. His organization today filed a lawsuit trying to get to the understanding of what the hell the climates are. John Kerry, horse-faced John Kerry, did all day as climate czar. And who worked there? And the budget and everything else. And they're fighting him on this. So I'm going to talk to him about that coming up shortly after we go to break. But this is, it's ridiculous. There's too much government. There's too much executive branch. There's too many regulations, and it's insane. And he said, you know, regulators are there to promulgate regulations. That's what they do. It's what they do. It's what they're famous for. And they seek to make their own jobs. And you know how you justify your job if you're at one of these agencies in Washington? You know how you do that? You make more regulations. That's the truth. All right, listen, Friday, live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Thank you for watching us on YouTube. I appreciate it. Thank you very, very much. We'll see you Friday. I'll be back tomorrow, of course, but I'll see you Friday at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey for our next live show. And Garden State Earthworks, my buddy Lou Vargo is going to help you out big time, because this is the time of year you got to deal with that water in your backyard. Water will freeze and thaw around your property and into your foundation, and that's when the worst damage will occur. Listen, I used to worry about water, but then Garden State Earthworks solved my problem for good. They are your drainage solution. We had our wet basement. It was caused by excess outside stagnant water. We called Garden State Earthworks. They assessed the situation. They drained the water away once and for all. A permanent solution to the problem. So call the guy I trust, Lou Vargo, at Garden State Earthworks, 856-848-4444. Easy number to remember, right? 856-848-4444. Or go to GardenStateEarthworks.com. The work is guaranteed. He's going to make you a priority if you call him. He's super busy. He's the best at what he does. But tell him I sent you, and he'll make you a priority and get that water problem fixed now. Water problems never get better on their own. They only get worse, and they only get more expensive. So do what I did. GardenStateEarthworks.com. GardenStateEarthworks.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.